I know you just sort of moved into town, so you're kind of new, but did you have did anything impact where you're currently living right now?
Well, we were located as far as some of the players that are still kind of waiting to find a place to live. Unfortunately, in the city that we were located, the power was still out. Some decided to stay at the hotel and waited out. I mean, throughout the day, some guys just went ahead, and if they had field pools, they went ahead and decided to go to another city and just kind of just hang out, get something to eat, get some good food, and then once the sun settled, just went back to the room with no power, no AC, no TV, and I just gutted out and go to bed and prepare for another day.
Andre, you mentioned watching film and analyzing yourselves. You all didn't seem too happy with the performance after the game. What was it like watching film? Did you feel even worse about it? Not as bad? What was your assessment in that respect?
Well, I mean, it's one of those games that, you know, that unfortunately we didn't play to the best of our ability or play on a level that we expect to play on. And this is one of those games that you learn from it and just move on. And that's something that we have done. We, like I said before, we critiqued ourselves, and whether it's a win or a loss, the most important thing is that you continue to strive for perfection, and know where your strengths and weaknesses are, whether you're successful or unsuccessful, and just continue to grow on from there. Despite the loss that we had, it's a loss. I mean, it's a loss. And so from the player or coach's perspective, all you can really do is say, okay, these are the things that we need to work on and continue to grow, and these are things that we should, you know, never do again. I mean, that's the best way to put it.
I'm all set, Andrea. I don't have any. I don't know if anyone else had any other questions.
Okay, no problem.
Just one last one for you, Andre. I know you spent, you know, most of your life on the West Coast and some of it here on the East Coast. Have you ever been in a storm situation like this before, either during the season or in the off season?
No, I mean, I've been not so much during the times I played football, but I did witness Hurricane Andrew, not when I was in Miami, but I was in Fort Lauderdale. So during that, when that thing went down, I mean, it was pretty rough. I mean, Fort Lauderdale didn't get hit as bad as compared to Miami. Now Miami had it rough. But just remembering that as a kid, hurricanes was just nothing to play with. I mean, it can cause so much devastation. The palm trees were uprooted. Luckily, no cars were flipped over, but it's definitely one of those storms that is worse. But just kind of reading the news and hearing, you know, what cities got hit the worst, I mean, it's just definitely unfortunate. But it seemed like the cities that were hit, and people seemed like they were prepared, and hopefully the power will be restored and people can go back to their normal lives.
Great. Thank you very much, Andre.
No problem. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. All right.
Thanks.